You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Here ends the reading. In the Apostles' Creed, we confess, "I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary." For all the trappings of Christmas, literally the Christ Mass, it's finally all about God become flesh in Jesus, God the Father's only Son. And this Jesus became flesh, being conceived by the Holy Spirit in the young maid Mary, so that he would be Son of God and man. As inconceivable as that is to modern, rational, reasonable minds, the angel answers, "For nothing will be impossible with God." Had Jesus not been God in the flesh, he would have been only a useful spiritual guide, a worthy teacher, a guru deserving of our attention. Jesus offers helpful advice on loving your neighbor, caring for the poor and needy, doing good for the sake of others, as do so many other religious figures in the history of the world. To be savior of the world, this Jesus, born of Mary, must be Son of the Most High God. This is the meaning of the message sent through Gabriel, that this child would be God and man, two natures in one being, to be one with us, yet Son of God, come down from heaven to suffer under Pontius Pilate, be crucified, die, and be buried. That Son of the Most High would descend into hell, yet on the third day rise again, ascend into heaven, and sit at the right hand of his Father. The Son would come again to judge the living and the dead. This is why we confirm our faith saying, "I believe that this Jesus, true God and true man, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, delivered me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, that I may be his own and serve him." as it says in Luther's Small Catechism, the explanation of the second article. Let's pray. Lord, I am your servant. Let my life be according to your word. Amen. Read the Small Catechism on the Creed. You can find it at bookofconcord.org. Bookofconcord.org.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.